Introducing Carl's Jr.'s $5 All-Star Meals. Loaded with satisfying classics. For just $5, you get a Charbroiled double cheeseburger hot dog and, oh yeah, fries, drink, and a fresh baked cookie. Or a double cheeseburger, a spicy chicken sandwich, and what? The fries, drink, cookie thing again? Or pan-breaded tenders and, spoiler alert, fries, drinks, and cookies for days, y'all. All for just $5. The $5 All-Star Meals. Stop by Carl's Jr. and get yourself one today. Price and participation may vary. Price is higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Tax not included.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a beautiful day. So today we're going to be talking about the divine feminine and divine masculine, which are two very conversational pieces that we're hearing talked about a lot in the spiritual communities and even in mainstream, except they're taking the divine off and talking about the feminine and the masculine, which is a little bit different than the divine feminine and divine masculine. So next year, we're going to see a lot of the divine masculine coming in more on an energetic level. And we're feeling it now, and it's birthing. And so I've been teaching a lot about the divine feminine past few years here and there, but I've taught a couple different courses on it this year already, which is very powerful. And more, as I've talked about many times on the podcast, that we are seeing more of it arriving in and through our experiences. So the first thing that we're starting to notice is the physical formation of it coming in. And so a lot of times when we use that word feminine or masculine, we go right to gender. And that's in divine feminine and divine masculine, that's not really what it is. And so there's already the mainstream teachers are grabbing onto that and kind of going in a little bit of the wrong direction, but at least it's being talked about. So there's lots of blogs, lots of books, because this is going to be something that we're going to be talking about and during being classes and lots of information, because it's what we're going through right now. So as I mentioned, I wanted to do a show on that because it is important. It's something that I've been guided to teach when I first started receiving many, many years ago, a lot about the divine feminine. I thought I was just getting information for myself and to explore with that. But then suddenly it came in as a form of that I would be teaching about it within many of the topics that I teach about, but also to be able to stand alone with it as well. So the first thing we go into when we talk about, we'll just start with the divine feminine. I'm going to talk about both of them together because they're both very important, is the divine feminine has nothing to do with being a woman. Divine masculine has nothing to do with being a man or destructive masculine, which we're seeing a lot of right now. So we just look at that breathing awareness and we can just release that, just taking that breath and as we start to connect deeper to what the meaning is. So divine feminine and divine masculine have to do with the creation aspect of your spirit, of your soul. And so it has to do with wisdom. So divine feminine, women have it, indeed. Men have it. Rivers have it. Mountains have it. Animals have it. Every creation has it. And so it's very important that we start to explore that. And I'm probably going to be talking a little bit more about divine feminine because it's what we're in the forefront of right now. So divine feminine, we can explore what that means, and we could come up with a huge laundry list of what divine feminine means. But I want to just focus on divine feminine, divine masculine, and what the work in progress is, where it's at right now. So divine feminine, one of the aspects of divine feminine is exposing, but doing it through a sense of compassion. And it has an agenda with the exposure with the future of humanity. So what divine feminine, divine masculine represent right now is what we would call in human terms, equality. One is not better than the other. They often work together, but they can work separately. But there's not a power struggle. And if we were going to set a lot more time, go deeper, there's also what we call divine child, which is the true essence of the merging of the feminine and the masculine in everyone's spirit. So if you arrive in your own spirit, which everyone has a spirit, we would find a lot of different levels of creation in there. And that would be like a 10-week class if we explored that. So when we look at divine feminine right now, and we can see that in the physical form with all the exposure that's happening, and not only with sexual harassment and sexual assault and rape, and just turn on the media, and that's what the main topic is, because it needs to be exposed. That's one level of it. But this exposure of not just that topic, which is an important topic, we've been seeing for years and years and years, the exposure. And that's the divine feminine arriving through our alignment and back into consciousness. So that's one level. The other level is, as I mentioned, we all have divine masculine and divine feminine within our spirit. And a lot of that has been, and it's wisdom and it's knowledge that we have had since the beginning of our creation, so to speak. So what we want to do is start to explore, what does divine feminine mean for you from the sense of your true spirit or your true aspect? And a lot of what's happening right now is we're having to do some deep healing. If we just separate the divine part for a moment, is we have to heal the feminine within everybody and heal the masculine within. Now, when the masculine starts coming in a little bit more, it's going to throw people off a little bit, because they're going to expect destructive masculine, and that's humanly created. And that's what's being exposed right now with, you know, the Harvey Weinstein and all that business. That's old destructive masculine. So the feminine, with the assistance of spirit alignment, is exposing those old identities that will no longer be acceptable, and they should have never been acceptable in the humanness of it. So when we start to explore and start to sink down deeper is what I've been teaching about. I just finished a course on the divine feminine with Sophia, the connection of Sophia. And so what we arrive at when we start to explore, because I get a lot of questions from people asking, how can we find the balance between the masculine and the feminine, is first understanding it's not human, it's not gender-based. And to recognize that and not to separate them. Now, as you're learning about them and connecting to the wisdom, you may have to do that, but just know that it's not a separation, because it's frequency. And so the best thing you can do is, for instance, divine feminine, is explore when you are making decisions, or perhaps it's about confrontation at work, or maybe in your personal relationships, or just choices that you have to make for yourself. Are you using survival techniques of the old destructive masculine and calling it feminine to make your choice? Because that's not divine feminine. So it's important to look at all the energy that's entangled, if you will, in your choices that you're making. Where is the feminine in that? Where is the divine feminine in that? Where is the masculine, the sacred masculine, the healthy masculine in that experience? And it's important to really look at where you're using that, and because all of those old links to destructive masculine, and we all have them, because we've had to survive through them. And so when we start to look at where we can uproot that, if you will, and replace it with, and you'll have to replace some of the, perhaps just eliminate it, but put in its place, it'll have a different agenda, obviously, or a different flow, the divine feminine, and then bringing in divine masculine with that. So again, there's a real nurturing connection with the feminine, and that is another really strong, deep foundation right now of the divine feminine. And again, you can do some research, and you probably can figure it out on your own as well, is what the divine feminine represents. But what I'm talking about today is the true essence of what the alignments are bringing forward through all of us in this point in time. And so there, you may find as you do shadow work, you'll encounter the divine feminine. So those are the pieces, shadow meaning pieces of us that are not developed. So shadows are neither good or bad, but you may find some divine feminine coming through that as the light to shine on the shadow. And same with divine masculine. And so it's important to explore that. Now, again, a lot of the old past stuff about divine feminine is about victim and going deeper more into the humanness of that, and that's not what it is. In fact, the divine feminine, divine masculine has nothing to do with the past. It only has to do with the present of where we're going. And that's really what we need to focus. Now we need to address some of those issues humanly that have thrown off the balance. And again, I just repeat that divine feminine and divine masculine within your spirit, one is neither better than the other, and they don't compete for power. They have the same amount of power, and power is not even an essence of what they create. They can stand alone, but most of the time, as one, they're working together through your spirit. So it's important, because this is not going away. This is going to continue, and we're all in this time right now where we're activating. And so sometimes it creates a lot of confusion because we have accepted old destructive masculine, and we've always had pieces of divine feminine, divine masculine from the healthy essence, awake and alive. And so it's important to bring in those pieces. So there's all kinds of books and conversational pieces, because this is what we would refer to in the human world as a hot topic. Mainstream is really connecting to some of these essences, and I have to, in my opinion, I don't agree with a lot of the mainstream teachings that are going on about feminine and masculine, because there's an underlining piece that's missing. And I can see by the people that are teaching them that they have not done the work themselves. And so one of the beautiful parts and the sacred parts of this is when we do discover either missing pieces of divine feminine or divine masculine within ourselves, we have both responsibility and opportunity to get to know those missing pieces. And that's by means of allowing yourself to sink into that piece of the alignment. Let's just say it's nurturing of self, so you can expand that more for humanity by just allowing yourself to see how it moves. How is it different than if it with what you don't have right now? For instance, if you don't have a lot of nurturing for yourself, or you allow nurturing to come in for yourself, and you allow the divine feminine to show you the way of nurturing and what that would be like, what that experience would feel like, and you sink into that, that's about being in the space of presence. Now, it's going to be uncomfortable because it's probably something you're not used to. Maybe you've never had that. But when you sink into the presence of the frequency, you're tapping into the wisdom. And oftentimes, this is not, here's step one, here's step two, here's step three. It's more of a feeling and a frequency that is opening up your wisdom of knowing about nurturing, about being in that presence. And so sometimes that's easy for us to arrive at. If we don't have that within us, it's easier to arrive at it by nurturing other people instead of letting ourselves be nurtured either from ourselves or other people by letting other people that love you. And so what the divine feminine will do, it'll take you to the deepest level of that experience and show you what it feels like. And it will show you the way to activate that experience. And the other interesting thing is when you look at what divine feminine means, always go with what the truth and meaning is for you from your heart, because the heart will always give you the truth. But when you sink down into the feminine with each piece, and we'll just call it for better preference of the humanness, for each word that represents the divine feminine, if you sink down into that word for say, which is wisdom and frequency, you will find the masculine in that too, as an equal. And so you can see how they are infused in a creation together. And the more you explore that and where divine feminine is missing, where divine masculine is missing within your humanness and your walking experience, meaning connecting more to your energy and your true spirit, you will come to illuminate more an understanding and knowing of your own spirit. And this will take you to a different place beyond the surface, which is third dimension. And so it helps you to unfold either the missing piece or the missing alignment, because you're going to have some divine feminine and divine masculine alive and awake and active. But I believe the most difficult piece in this time we're in right now is that many still think it's gender. So you don't see a lot of people saying, oh, wow, he has great energy that is illuminating of the divine feminine. Or she has illuminating energy of divine masculine. Because we go right to the masculine and feminine humanness. So the biggest piece is to bring into your experience, it's not gender-based. And more people are talking about this, so it's starting to be a focal point. So when we talk about divine masculine, which we have been, this is the kind of the direct meaning or the flow meaning of divine masculine right now is strength through vulnerability. So you can see where that level is very clear that that's divine masculine and divine feminine together. So the strength piece can fit both in feminine and masculine because it's both, and so can vulnerability. But vulnerability oftentimes from the human level is disguised. So it's the driving force, if you will. It's the creation force and the illumination of awakening with the divine masculine to power through strength, through vulnerability. As we know, vulnerability has a lot to do with awakening. It has a lot to do with really, really deep healing. When we can look at what's vulnerable for us, and we're able to then love those vulnerable pieces of ourselves, we start to embrace self-love, because the true meaning of self-love is loving all pieces of yourself, whether they're high skill or they need some love, so to speak, or they need some support, or they just may be what they are. But this is loving ourselves, as Byron Katie says, loving what is. And so there's this real strong component. So divine feminine and divine masculine is very, very loving. And I want to say this once again, divine masculine is not destructive masculine. Destructive masculine, what's being exposed in the humanness, is humanly created. So that power, control, manipulation, all that business, that's humanly created. That's greed. That's control. You know, it's the same thing when people do the wording of God as he God. If you don't do right by God, there's going to be a punishment. There's going to be, that's all destructive masculine. And so that's where that kind of started to charge up more. So that's important to have that somewhat of awareness, because that's going to be one of the difficult living forces. As we know, when we take out the religious aspect of creator, neither male or female, frequency, deep wisdom, our experiences through that experience, but we are that experience. A little bit deeper than what we were talking about here. But it's important to start to feel through that. And that balancing piece, again, is not to separate them. One is not more powerful than the other. Doesn't really mean feminine or masculine. In frequency terms, feminine always means something different than woman. Masculine always means something different than man. So as we start to drop into those experiences, and I just mean sinking into the presence, where are you at with that? And just looking at always, where does this take you? When you start to meditate or take a journey with the divine feminine, where does it take you? What unfolds? When you're just taking a breath and finding relaxation within your body and focusing on the divine feminine, where is that frequency of wisdom and experience of your spirit taking you? What is it showing you? So when we work with the divine feminine and divine masculine, there's a surrender piece, because we always think, separate self, think, we know the way, but we really don't. So when we can surrender to wisdom of frequency and expansion, which is what these two are, and we surrender to, I know the way, to I am open to be shown what the experience is for me. We then drop into that experience, and then we reveal some deep experiences about ourselves. And usually in that journey, when I've taken people through that in courses, what they begin to reveal is where human feminine needs to be healed, or human masculine is way off. And then we go into the divineness, the sacredness of the feminine and the masculine, and really looking at what that wisdom is bringing forward within us. And it'll take some work to do. It's not a quick process, because there's the mentalness conditioning of what the two of those frequencies mean, which are very important right now. And so it's about raising that vibration. But the more you work with both the divine feminine and divine masculine, the more you will come to know yourself beyond the human experience. You'll start to connect to your true spirit. And so I always word that your own true spirit, not what you're conditioned to believe is your spirit, but what you are being shown is your spirit. And there's a lot of wisdom that comes with that. And that is a lot of the sticking points right now. I mean, there's so much going on right now. And I always tell people it's starting to get real. I mean, it is real, but it's really starting to get real from the essence of meaning. It's getting deep. Because what we're being shown is more of a ascension level. What we're being shown is more fifth dimension. So there's a mass amount of the human civilization is still really stuck in the third dimension experience. And so it throws that all off, because this wisdom and this guidance is coming from a higher dimension, if you will. And so this is why people are really ungrounded right now. And a lot of that has to do with the feminine energy and the masculine energy from the essence of divine. And so bringing that into awareness. So I just encourage people to explore with divine feminine, divine masculine, because you can always access it, because you have it in your spirit. It may be dormant. Pieces of it are awake, of course. inactive, but it becomes much stronger. And as you explore through, and there's a real strong wisdom that comes through that, and you'll hear me using this a lot, is it just doesn't matter. And that doesn't mean we're giving up. It doesn't mean we're, but this depth in a spirit level, it's about opening up truth. It's opening up infinite love. And we have a lot to address in our physical world and our humanness. But when we look at our spirit, that's when we become strong in truth in this space of what's happening right now. As we get really caught up in these different, but it's more about surrender and moving in. And some people will experience that right now, and some people will not, are not ready for that yet. And honor yourself for that. Honor yourself for where you are, because there's a deepening to that. But coming back to the divine feminine, divine masculine, when you work with both, work with them through your heart, the essence of your heart. And again, I just caution people, and this may sound negative, but I don't mean it to sound like that, but be very cautious when you are exploring, because there's a lot of stuff out there that is, it's a little foo-foo when it comes to divine feminine and divine masculine. So make sure you feel a heart connection with it. There's lots of great options, and you don't really need anything. You can explore through your own experience. But if you're feeling you need something when you, it's time to, you know, go maybe a little bit deeper, expand through that, allow yourself to be in that sense of presence. So it's at that point where we're at the crossroads, where it's time to surrender, let go of destructive masculine, and start to embrace our true spirit through divine feminine and divine masculine, and allow that to be your celebration point of self, celebration of why you're here for humanity. And so there's a deeper connection to that. So it's just a little bit of an intro is what I wanted to do today. And I'll be talking more about this topic because I'm very passionate about it. And I've been summoned to teach about both of these. So I'll have a Divine Masculine course coming up, two-part course coming up shortly. So that'll be coming up probably in the next couple weeks. I'll be putting that on my website. So once again, I wish you, that time always goes by really fast, a 30-minute podcast. So I wish you a beautiful rest of whatever part of the day that you are in. And as always, I want to remind people that I'm always running classes, online courses. Make sure you check out my website at eddiemullins.com. We just put up a new website, so make sure you check it out. And I also do private sessions, and I have my mentorship program, which is really a powerful experience right now, because a lot of people are ready to go to that next level. And so if that's you, you might want to check out my mentorship program, taking it to your spiritual pathway to the next level. And we explore you, and we do a lot of self-inquiry, allowing you to go deeper into your experience. So it's mentoring you on your unique beingness, your magnificence, as I like to call that, but just getting into your own sacred wisdom and your own sacred experience, and helping you to unlock that. And so you can arrive in the world with that next level, or however you want to word that. But it's a lot about understanding your own true spirit, your soul wisdom, and what you have to offer into the world. So it's a very powerful program, runs for 9 weeks. So that sounds like something you'd be interested in. I have four openings right now. So make sure you check that out. And it's one-on-one, and we do that via phone once a week. And there's also some bonus stuff that you get with it as well to support you, because it's all about the support, but it helps you to go deeper into self-inquiry and to the deepest level. So again, I wish you a beautiful rest of whatever part of the day you're in. I so appreciate you listening to the podcasts that I do, and we'll be doing some video podcasting, whatever the new name is, coming up. So be on the lookout for that. So once again, have a beautiful day. And I'm Eddie Mullins.
$5, you deserve a satisfying meal, like one of our new $5 All-Star Meals, loaded with American classics like a Charbroil double cheeseburger, hot dog, fries, drink, even a warm cookie. But hey, if that's not your thing, you can always break out your degree in menu engineering, piece something together from the other guy's value menu. Or just swing by Carl's Jr. and get yourself a real meal. The $5 All-Star Meals. There's no better way to spend $5. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher and less than Y. Tax not included. Introducing Carl's Jr.'s $5 All-Star Meals. Loaded with satisfying classics. For just $5, you get a Charbroil double cheeseburger, hot dog, and oh yeah, fries, drink, and a fresh baked cookie. Or a double cheeseburger, a spicy chicken sandwich, and what? The fries, drink, cookie thing again? Or hand-breaded tenders, and spoiler alert, fries, drinks, and cookies for days, y'all. All for just $5. The $5 All-Star Meals. Stop by Carl's Jr. and get yourself one today. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Tax not included.